Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. I'm happy that you're here with me, I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park, you would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddling your sheets, sang me sound asleep, and sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church, and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me.
Born of the same cloth, fed by the same spoon, raised by the same principles, walked in the same neighborhoods. We loved and may love, we argue, we fight, and we can still stand proud and united. We stood for what's right as we deprive ourselves of our temptations. Created many friendships, both began and ended relationships. We laughed together through hard times as we cried through good times. We are one, equals inside this matrix. Monday, October 12th. Welcome to the Underground. I'm your host, Kaiserific. It is another wonderful episode of Season 2. We got a great show tonight for you. We have Justice 314, a St. Louis artist who I've known for a long time. I'm really excited about her being here, and I'm glad to be with you all again. Last week was very interesting. I hope all y'all caught the vice presidential debate. that shit was too funny. I was looking at Mike Pence the whole time, like, is he gonna make any of the facial expression? Is he gonna do anything? You know. And then he had his whole head up in Trump's ass when he was explaining whole thing about Trump and his policies and stuff like that, and try to cut off Miss Kamala Harris. She did a great job. She did the Claire Huxtable look on him, and the mama talk. She told him she's not going to take his lecture. She's not going to take anything. But the highlight of the night, the highlight was the fly on Mike Pence's head. I said, wow, man, I think the fly got more attention than Mike Pence did. And I'm like, how do you sit there and don't even pay attention that something's in your head? Oh my God. So that was the highlight of the week. Everybody's been talking about it. The Fly even got a Twitter page. I'm like, wow. So let's get down to it tonight. You know, we're gonna be sitting down with my friend, Miss Justice 314. We're gonna talk about her world, her journey through music, as well as her new single, Can't Let Go. And we're gonna take calls. You know, you can call in at 845-241-9855. 845-241-9855. Press 1 if you want to talk to us. You questions, or if you just want to call in and listen to the show, don't press 1. Just sit back and listen. You know, I'm happy to be back. Last show was wonderful. Again, thanks to Miss Phoebe Wrights for coming through. And we got to talk and have some good time. So let me give you a capture of my week. So, last night I went down to BB's to see Chuck Flowers. Chuck Flowers is one of the great St. Louis singers of our city, and I really get a joy to see him perform. Much love to Chuck. You know, he do his thing. He do a little Rashad passing. He do a little Lou Ross. He do a little bit of everything. You know, Nancy Wilson. You know, from the old 45s to the present. And he tell his story about his love for music. And he had his band with Acoustic Soul. I'm telling you, those guys can get down, especially the brother with the bass. I mean, he was plucking that bass like it wasn't nothing. I'm like, dang. And I happened to catch the whole show and got some pictures in, got some video clips. You can catch up with me on my website or my page, and I'll share those with you all soon. And it was funny, they have not performed since February, so that was a joy and a blessing. And they'll be back at BB's on December 13th, and I look forward to that. You should try to come out, support St. Louis, support us, support what we're doing. It takes a lot to get up on that stage. So, and then also going, shout-outs to Energy. I went out to Word Up last Tuesday, had an amazing time. I got on the stage, you know, and I explained that, you know, I don't perform like I used to because I'm working behind the scenes on the DNS Internet Radio Network, which stands for That New Shit. Also, That New Shit Poetry Open Mic, which is this Friday over at Legacy 5249 Del Mar Boulevard from 8 to 10:30. The feature is none other than the incredible X Blue Rain with my special guest, Pro Lyric, and I'm telling you, that's going to be a jam off right there. It's $5 to get in. Coming in, you can also purchase your food, drinks, whatever you want. You know, that's a cool little thing. That's when we catch a vibe, we get the fuck your basket out, where you write down what you feel and you let that shit out. You know, when I read it on stage. So yeah, I'm excited about the underground. And then that new shit coming back, you know, so all in one. So that's also awesome. You know, don't forget to tune in to Word Up on Sundays. It's a live stream over at Hollyloo. I'm telling you, you got to get over there if you can. The shrimp is awesome. Not only the show is great, but the shrimp is awesome. And then you can also catch Word Up Open Mic over at Legacy as well, 5249 Del Mar Boulevard, right at Del Mar Union. I think it's from 8 to 11. I mean, telling you, Energy, she puts on a show with her and her Lewis Confliction together, dynamic duo combination. Much love and shout out to them. Also, on the 2nd and 4th Saturday of the month, I don't know when they're coming back. They might be starting back now. I'm not sure. A lot of open mics are not coming right back right now. Check out at Northwest Coffee, Verbs Out the Work, which is hosted by Daniela Monet and with DJ Al Business on the ones and twos. DJ Al Business also is the official DJ of That New Shit. So please go out there and support. It's $5 to get in. So I was like, man. There's so many things going on. To support the arts. This past weekend, it was a closed mic open bar. I think it was going on. Much love to them. Lyrical Therapy be back soon. You know, we want to get back out and get into the scene. You know, and that's much more going on. And I'm telling you, it's so much to offer. So don't worry, you won't be sitting at home for too long. Once we get this president out of office and get back to our regularly scheduled program, I'm telling you, you'll be ready for it. So right now, without further ado, I'm about to take a quick music break, about to pay some bills. So I'm going to leave y'all with some music, Soul Child, and a few others. So we'll be right back. Coming back, we have our guest of the evening, Miss Justice 314. So tune in, the Underground on the DNS Internet Radio Network.
Oh, Hey, this is your boy Kaiser Riffic here. You're looking for something to do every third Friday? If you want to get on the mic or just catch a vibe, come out to That New Shit Poetry Open Mic at Legacy Bar and Grill, 5249 Del Mar Boulevard. It's $5 to get in. You can purchase your food and drinks right there. And you can sit back, listen, have a great time, and enjoy yourself. Every third Friday from 8 to 10:30, right at Del Mar and Union at Legacy Bar and Grill, 5249 Del Mar Boulevard. See you soon.
Welcome back to the Underground, and your host Kaiser Riffic here. That was Do LA, Let Your Hair Down. And before that, during the break, we played Nicole Bust You. Man, those are some great jams. I'm loving it. Before we went to break, we were talking about everything that was going on in St. Louis. So please, please, like I said, to support. We got Word Up coming up tomorrow night at Legacy. That new shit, which I am the host of, which will be going on this Friday from 8 to 10:30 at Legacy 5249 Del Mar Boulevard. Before Justice 314 gets on, I want to talk to y'all a little bit about what's going on this year. This year has been a very, very difficult year for a lot of us. With the pandemic going on, a lot of people have been dying because of coronavirus. And the government is the government. And you know how the government rolls. This election is a very important election, y'all. And I insist that we all get out and get together and get this man out of office. Donald Trump has not done anything for the American people. So I should I say black people in perspective. We want to put the right people in office because we want justice. We want justice for Breonna Taylor. We want justice for Tamir Rice. We want justice for Trayvon Martin and many more. George Floyd. And just like we got a lot of people here who we lost because of racism and violence. And then this pandemic, I feel that it's very, very important that we get these people out of office and we get the right ones in office because your vote do matter. Your vote do count. I'm telling you like this. It's just that we have a system here, and we need to use the system in our favor. We have let this go on for the last 4 years, and we need to step up and fix this and change this all right now. I'm telling you, this is, has to stop. So if you got any questions or comments or anything you want to say about this, please do call me, 845-241-9855. I'm telling you, this is a very important matter. November 3rd, please get out and rock your vote. Please make sure your vote do count. I wouldn't tell you no different. I just say that, you know, we as a people, we need to stop what we're doing. We need to stop the violence. We need to end this violence. We need to come together as a people. We need to come on, you know, and be a one with each other. So I'm telling y'all, I'm having a great time. This pandemic has we've been quarantined. We've been not able to go anywhere or do anything. We've been having issues with being people. And this pandemic has pretty much kept us in the house, made us homeschool our children, make us cook, clean, things that we don't normally do, which we do need to get back to those things, but not as a force. So I'm telling you all, please do get out and vote. So let me tell you about this artist. I'm going to quote you from what she said about herself. This is from Justice 314. And I quote, "Music has always been a part of my life across the board. From a newborn to a toddler and, of course, adulthood, music has been a special part of my life. My mission is to bring back love, real love, that Mary J. love, the kind of love worth fighting for. With that being said, there are so many levels to achieve true love. With my music, I hope to expose those levels to help people get through their storm no matter the level." Wow, those are some pretty, pretty deep words. I've been having the pleasure of knowing this young lady for over 20-something years, and when I learned that she was on the music scene, it really just surprised me. I'm like, wow. And got to hear her track, and I really, really enjoyed it. So without further ado, welcome to the underground, Miss Justice 314. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Hello, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's been going on with you, Miss Lady?
Oh, nothing. Just taking care of the family, you know. Got to eat any means necessary.
I totally understand that, you know, through everything that's going on right now, we have to all take care of each other, take care of our family, you know. I totally get that completely.
Absolutely.
So, I'm just gonna say, you know, you surprised me, right?
Oh, that's why you kept it to yourself. That's why you didn't really want to give me the 411. You wanted to leave it for the show, I see.
Yes, I had no clue. I had no clue that you had this love for music like that. That surprised me, you know. And as I recall, I remember this shy, young, quiet girl who sat off into the corner, didn't say much to nobody. She spoke when she spoke when spoken to, but, you know, now here you are out doing your thing, and you've been performing for quite some time. So when did you start entertainment? Who inspired you?
Well, I mean, it was, like I said, it's always been a part of me. Music has always been a part of my family growing up, from the blues to R&B into what we have today. But really, it was one of my good cousins. He was into the music, and because it was hard to get my foot in the door because of all the craziness that goes on in just life, I was real safe with him. So I got to really explore myself and got to know myself musically, and then that's really what struck the match in me.
Wow. So what kind of music did he start you out? What did you hear coming from him being around him?
Well, basically, he was more of a lyrical artist where he really give it to you metaphorically. And for me, that was really important because that's a lot of the things that we're lacking in today's music. So basically, it was just his lyrics, and then he was just amping me up. Cause you can do it. And then, so like, I'm a rapper by any means, but that's what we was on. And it was starting out as fun, and then it turned into a love and a passion.
Gotcha. Wow. That is a beautiful thing. You know, to know their background, to know that you had someone influence you. That was going to be my next question. Like, who influenced you growing up? Anybody musically? I know that you mentioned in your bio that you said Mary J. kind of love. Was she the only one, or was it more?
No, absolutely not. All of them, really. If you can go back in the Mary J. era, you know, we had Monica, we had Brandy, MC Light. I mean, it just you name all the ladies from back in the day. You know, that's the era I grew up in. You know. Right,
702,
right.
Missy Elliott especially, and oh my God, Lauryn Hill.
WV, I mean, name it. I mean, they have built my heart. Like, it's this, they have a whole piece of my heart in there. You know, that's what we grew up on. You know,
I my background. You know, I grew up in the same time frame, but I had a much older soul, with Motown and the Temptations, the Supremes, the Jackson 5, you know. And, you know, people don't realize music is a very therapeutic feeling for you.
Absolutely.
It makes you feel completely different when you're in the studio. When I was recording my first poetry album and knowing the sounds and how I wanted the sound, I started thinking about everybody that I listened to. I said, this is what I want.
Right.
That's what I didn't want. Was that how you were when you was working on this track, Can't Let Go?
Well, basically, it came from the actual track itself. I just listened to it, and then so all of that, like you said, I grabbed a piece of everybody growing up, and it's just that's the way it come out because that it's from there. You know, it's not from just the off of my head. It's actually coming from my heart as well. So that's why for me it's passionate as it is, because it's real. You know, it's authentic. It's like, this has happened. You know, I know people, it happened to me, something I overcame and didn't even know that I was actually expressing that. So it's real. It's real deep.
Wow. Yes, I was listening to, like, she made some valid, ladies and gentlemen, she made some valid points on this song. So I really, really, really enjoyed this. I wish I had a Soul Train platform. We like get up there, like, this is Don Cornelius here, and coming up to the stage is a great thing, you know.
We need that. So, hey, talking into existence. It's not like we have it anymore.
Oh yes, we need that again because we want to show that St. Louis do have talent. And there are very much a lot of talented people out there. And I'm telling
you,
I'm impressed. And then when I go out sometimes, I see all these talented people. I'm like, why are y'all not creating, you know? So, you know, it was like, it was like having a conversation. And I hope I don't offend some people, because I know some people are very, very religiously strong on their belief about this. Some people, some of the artists here prefer to be St. Louis famous versus be famous all over.
Oh, no.
Because they feel like they can't, they wouldn't make it out there or something. Something's got to be there, you know, to make that feeling to feel that way. What about you?
Absolutely.
You want to go around the world?
I was just going to say, my ship is too big to fit in the St. Louis River. I mean, the Mississippi River, whatever river. The river you all know as downtown St. Louis.
Mississippi.
My ship is too big to fit in that port. So I'm really thinking way beyond that, you know. So that's just how I feel.
Where would you like to go? Would you like to go overseas? You know, they love us over there.
Oh, yeah.
Canada.
Wherever it takes me, you know, just putting behind the campaigns and all of that to promote the music is fairly new for me. Me being more independent than I ever before, just really working under my own umbrella. And so things are a little slower, but I'm actually taking my time and learning the background of the information versus just going head first. So it's, I'm really pumped about this journey this time around.
Right. Well, I'm totally excited for you. Do you have any more information you want to tell about Can't Let Go before we play the track?
Well, basically, you know, we all go through relationship issues, you know, and then nobody ever wants to start over. So I think that's a lot of the things that hold us together, even though we should not be. So it's basically just touching on that. What do we do when we can't let go, when we know we should, you know? So it's just a little game, you know, out there to let you know that we all go through these different emotions. It's not just one couple. So just turn it all the way up whenever you're feeling that emotion.
Exactly. I totally agree. And I'm also going to say this before we go into the record. Thank you for putting back some soul and sound, mixing it with hip hop as well. You know, a lot of our sound is gone nowadays, you know, so I appreciate that. So, do you want me to introduce it, or do you want to introduce it?
Go ahead. Now, this will be the first time, so I really want you to.
All right.
Cornelius.
So, ladies.
From Soul Train.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, on the underground, we have Justice 314 with her hit single "Can't Let Go." It's a wrap.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the DNS Internet Radio Show, y'all.
Like a man, you protect when haters around. Radio recorded. Still hella mad cause I'm back where I started. And it's all good, try to leave girl harder. Leave it up to you, I'll be living in shelter. Now you trying to kill me cause you see me doing better. One thing it taught me, get the loot, get a cheddar. Since I left you, now your girl getting better. Stop fighting, tripping, don't make me get his nine.
You know I can't take her down from
that.
Welcome back to the underground. That was Justice 314. Can't Let Go. Man, now that was a jam right there. I'm in the background. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, man.
I was singing along too, bro.
So I'm like, man, that's just, it was. It's upbeat. I love it. It's. It got that I'm stuck on it. I'm like, man, okay. And you know, with me, certain things that I listen to that I like, that'll point out, hey, if y'all want to talk with Justice 314, call in at 845-241-9855. Ask her questions. Ask her about this track. Come on now. Let's support our St. Louis artists.
I'm here to counsel anybody. You know, I've been married for a while now. I've been in a long-term relationship, you know, and it's like, so it's real deep, you know. It's like it's coming from a real place. And so just to let everybody know that we all go through it and we all need someone they can trust, that they can talk to, that actually been through this. Nothing made up.
Right, right. So tell me, who produced this track?
A guy by the name of Storm. Been working with him for a long time now. So I trust him, and sometimes he vibe off of stuff he hear me on, and he'll introduce it to me, and I just lay it down.
Well, I'm telling y'all, the collaboration from this track is awesome. I'm telling you, is it streaming everywhere right now, or?
Well, this is the first. It's brand new. It's just a new campaign that I'm just starting. So I'm glad that we talked when we did. So this is actually the first public display of the song. So now I can go into the campaign into it. Now it's out there now.
All right. Yeah. Set a whole new thing. You can't let go, y'all. You know.
That's
what right. You gonna do? I'm just telling you. So anyway, you want to send a shot. I know we go back, so I know how we are in person. So you know,
right.
So anything, anybody you want to spend a special shout out to, you know.
I mean, definitely all of the Libras, Libra Gang, Libra Nation, however you want to call it. Definitely that. My family for putting up with me, tolerating me, needing peace and quiet when I'm writing, and you know, just all of the people that support me, and of course. The Almighty High, because if it wasn't for him, he's the ones that gives me those gifts where I can share that with the world, and I'm very grateful. And
most definite.
And just it's about real love. It's about real love now, you know.
Most definitely, you know, we, the Most Mighty High, give us the message. We are just the messengers to produce and put it out there and spread the message of the word of our creativity. You know, God. You know, I tell like people all this all the time. I say, God give us the brain to use it, and we use it. And some people go far with it, some people don't. You know, I'm just rambling on, but it's the truth. You know, and
it is.
Did you write most of? Did you write the lyrics to this song?
Absolutely, that's definitely. I can't even have it no other way.
See, I didn't even know you were doing that too. See, that's too much.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm going to have to get you down to K-Riff Photography and do some promo photos with you.
Yeah.
You know, work with you a little bit.
Exactly. That's what's
I'll
up.
I'll get you
that's
in on my next Porter album.
Whatever
works for you, you know, so yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I'm open to working with my native people, you know, before I spring off and then all, you know, how they go.
Of course. Where can we find you in the near future?
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking to do, you know, COVID got a little strain on us actually performing. So you can definitely find me on Instagram at justice_314. You can find me on Facebook at JusticeSTL. So definitely those are the two sites right now that really is popping. You can also find me on Twitter at Justice314. So anything that I'm doing, you know, getting into promoting the single will definitely be on any of those sites, so you can keep up with me. And also go and follow me, and I always follow back.
Well, Justice, we appreciate you coming to the Underground. I know I appreciate you coming to the Underground. And
absolutely,
look for you to coming back soon and talk some
absolutely
more. Yes,
anytime.
I enjoyed it.
You know, definitely, anytime.
Most definitely. And if you want to come out and perform this Friday at that new shit, let me, you know, hit me up. You know, open mic will be open. You might want to get
okay
some publicity with this track. So I'm just throwing I'm putting a bug in your ear right now. So
yeah,
anybody
I'm thinking
else
you're gonna have to fly me all in on that one. I'm thinking I'm just gonna have to call it out there. I mean, we already on the air, so you might as well just go and fly me in.
Okay. I'll be looking for you when you show up at the door. You know. So we'll get you there. We're probably gonna have a few musicians there. Maybe we can slip in and do something. Who knows? But I appreciate
okay
you, my friend, and I thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we're gonna come right back with my final closing. But we're gonna kick off one of my jams, one of my poems, produced by Clever, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. This is called Music My Universe from my IDGAF album 2017. Yes, Kaiser Riff is coming back with another CD soon. So this is Music My Universe, y'all.
Fresh melodies played on a piano, verses written in a matter of minutes, bridges are carried over to extend the song, choruses were made for everyone to know, repeating the first verse as the last verse. This is the beat that flows through my heart, it's what I sing about when we are apart. You the first rhyme heard in my head from the start, the same tune I use in my dance off. Give me a beat. Let's play this song in the streets. I hum this tune in my sleep. I know the rhythm arrangements better than you are at counting sheep. Music takes over my soul, makes my mind whole. Music is to me like football is to dudes. The sound grooves my soul. And with that being said, give me a dope beat. A relaxing melody with them badass horns and strings, along with some down-home bass, with the supreme percussion, some of my favorite instruments. I start the first line to the verse. You bring the background vocals in on the chorus. Then we'll switch up at the bridge. And don't forget my dance break. It's an MJ thing. And let this beat keep playing with no fade. Leaves me lost in rhymes. For music is my universe.
With my hair, I wear my credit card alone.
Welcome back to the underground. That was Solange Knowles with Cranes in the Sky. My bad, y'all. Oh, man. I want to take the time out to thank Justice314 for coming through and talking with me a little bit. And please, you'll hear her song more on the underground, Can't Let Go. And I appreciate all you tuning in. I'm going to close out with a little talk before I do. Coming November, Kaiser Riff Got the Dark. Me and the crew going to come together right here on Blog Talk Radio. Talk about any and everything, sex, relationships, communities, social issues, whatever, you name it. We're going to be here. We're going to talk about it from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, starting November 3rd, election night. So, in closing, we are a nation of people, and it is important that we put down our racism, our hatred, our anger. We need to talk to each other. We need to get an understanding of one another. We need to put aside our differences. We need to accept each other, love each other, hold hands, walk in the praises and in the walks of freedom. We need to get out November 3rd and get out to the polls. We need to vote. We need to get the wrong people out and put the wrong right people in. This is a very critical election this year. President Obama came in to clean up what President Bush had done. And then here comes number 45, Trump, messing all of what Obama done and putting the blame off on everybody except for him. Since then, we've dealt with a pandemic, thousands and thousands of people dying from this horrifying virus, which is unable to have a cure as of right now. I know the scientists are working on creating a vaccine to try to treat this and cure this. Hopefully, we will get this done. Once Trump is out of office, this virus should be gone. Don't hold me to that, but that's the solution I'm hoping. That's what I'm speaking. Right now, I'm asking everybody to put down your guns, put down your knives. Let's stop harming each other. Let's stop downing each other. Let's stop talking against each other. We need to talk to each other. We need to talk with each other. We need to praise. We need to help each other. We need to be one as a community, as a nation, as a whole. We need to take back this country and make this country a workable country instead of feeling like it's a third world. I don't know what else I can say about this, but I'm going to close out and I'm going to let this play till the show end. This is my favorite. Till next time. October 26th, we are talking with Party B about the Church of Leroy. So tune in. Here is Stevie Wonder's Love is in Need of Love Today on the DNS Internet Radio Network. I'm your host, Kaiserific. Good night, everybody.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to measure. If love and peace you